970-823-9202.
Hello, everyone. It's a time again for the FaithPestControl.com podcast with pest expert Fred Talley here on the line. And we are the community service informational podcast blog for you to know more about pests and insects and bugs and problems that you want to get rid of in Jasper, Georgia, LJ, Georgia. And now we've expanded the service to Blairsville, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, and really pretty much anywhere in North Georgia. Fred Talley of Faith Pest Control is the go-to guy to solve your pest problems. So, Fred, you got a problem here that you say that we need to be aware of called clover mites?
Yes, sir. It's fixing to be an issue.
Well, if it's fixing to be an issue, let us know what are they, why we should be concerned, and what can you do to solve that problem?
So, Mikey, clover mites actually really flourish in early spring, which will be basically in a month from now, not quite to the day, but almost. Most people would recognize them as they're like a dark reddish brown insect, but they're about the size of a pinhead. You will see them in groups. You very seldom, you probably wouldn't even pay attention to it if you just saw one. You'll see them kind of in larger groups. They don't necessarily, they don't really pose a threat to humans, and nor do they, cause damage to your house. They're really just a nuisance. At one point, guys in the pest control industry will classify some insects as occasional invaders. And as the name would imply, they just occasionally come in the house. The last few years for us, clover mites have been a more of a consistent nuisance pest. They will come because they come in the house. They're actually a little different than most other insects in North Georgia in that they actually prefer cooler weather. Their activity increases as the temperatures start actually to drop some. So that their activity will peak in the cool early spring months, at which time they become the greatest nuisance, but that also happens in the fall. So during this time, they will be feasting on, who would have guessed it, clover. But they also eat on other over-fertilized grasses, actually, and many other plants that are found in residential yards. But it doesn't have to be residential. It could be a commercial landscape as well. Clover mites actually, in fact, eat more than 200 different plants, including some flowers. I believe roses, chrysanthemums, I believe gardenias are one of them. I'm not 100% sure on all the flowers, but the movement from outside of the house to inside of the house is normally triggered either by overpopulation, meaning too many mites there, or the feeding conditions that normally occur during periods of drought or the onset of colder weather. Now, they like cool weather. They don't like hot weather, and they don't like cold weather. They just want cool weather. They can become a particularly serious problem in situations where new lawns have been established or where a heavy growth of well-fertilized grass is established that is right up next to the foundation of a building, your house or a commercial facility. They're considered a serious nuisance pest now to the house due to the housing boom associated with urban sprawl. And if anybody's been to North Georgia recently, the urban sprawl is everywhere here. The installation again of the well-fertilized lawns planted right up next to the foundation of the house is another reason that they've become such a serious nuisance. they will occur in large numbers, like thousands of these clover mites. But you could imagine if they're the size of a pinhead, it would take a vast number of them to make it look like a significant infestation. They do not bite humans or pests or cause damage indoors. But what they can do is if you step on them or squash them, they can leave red stains if you crush them like on a light colored carpet or a light colored wall or something of that nature. The adult mites lay their eggs inside the exterior walls, typically of your home, in cracks and crevices, in concrete foundations, and on the underside of bark at the base of trees. The mature mites will typically overwinter in the exterior walls of your home during periods of very hot or very cold extreme weather. They become pretty much inactive during even brief periods in late winter or early spring. When temperatures warm up some, it's still cool, but to them it's ideal conditions. The adults tend to migrate to the outside of your house. They're pretty substantial, or more substantial, I should say, on the southern and western exposed sides of the house due to the warming effect of the sun. The mites will be more noticeable around the windows, but the potential is there for them to infiltrate the entire home. Heavy migrations into homes are also common, you know, in the early summer and fall. There are several measures that property owners can take to reduce the risk of having a clover mite infestation. Typically, when people see these, when we get these calls, they don't have a clue what's going on. They think it's like a chigger. Because if you've ever been picking blackberries and you get a chigger, it's an irritating thing. Well, these mites don't bite you. They don't do anything to you other than maybe they don't even want to really be on you. That would just be an accident if they got on you. But there's a few things that homeowners can do to alleviate this problem if it exists. First thing would be to establish a plant-free zone around the structure. And it's actually fairly common in especially food processing plants. We service several of them, and they have like an 18 to 24 inch band of pea gravel around the foundation of the building. It's probably not going to be acceptable to most homeowners because they're going to want to plant shrubs and stuff up next around the house. But it's real common in commercial structures. The whole point is to keep insects out. Some other non-chemical solutions or techniques to eliminate or reduce the clover mite problems is closely mow the ground cover that exists there that may be supporting mite populations. Now, you'll be able to see which vegetation is causing the problem if you will look closely. Another thing that homeowners can do is avoid excessive fertilization or watering. Again, most homeowners probably don't want to do this because what happens if you avoid the fertilization and watering, you prevent the lush growth, but the lush growth is what the clover mites want to feed on. Another thing they can do is use bark or other types of mulch below the shrubs to discourage mite populations around the foundation. And another thing is possibly remove whatever plants there are that become hosts to the excessive clover mite population. Again, a lot of times in commercial applications, it's easier to do these things. But I mean, if you're a homeowner and you don't want to take these non-chemical measures, the only other option you have would be to call a pest control operator. At Faith Pest Control, we do offer a free consultation for your clover mites if that's a problem you happen to have. And if you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your clover mite problem, at the end of 30 days, you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and we'll treat your home for free. And we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. That still doesn't make you happy. We'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment, plus we'll pay you an additional $25 just for your time and trouble for fooling with us. The bottom line is I want you to be happy with the service that Faith Pest Control provides, or you won't pay us a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, please call me today, Faith Pest Control, at 770-823-9202, and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions you may have.
Fred, thank you so much. You know, that guarantee helps all the fine folks in North Georgia, Ella J., Jasper, Blue Ridge, Blairsville, anywhere in that area, have the confidence that they can stay pest-free. And we do this podcast as a public service for all the fine folks in that community. You can listen to this podcast. You can read this podcast at faithpestcontrol.com. You can listen to it in Apple, and Spotify, and Amazon, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Podcasts are becoming more and more popular, and this is a way to just take a few minutes and know what to do about these problems. And so until next time, this is Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.